The Rebbe reveals that many people go through life totally asleep. It means he doesn't have any awareness of what's really going on inside. He doesn't understand what's happening. He's just kind of like a spectator. It's a very, very strange way to live. He's watching what happens, this happens. How's he angry? How's he happy? What is doing that? What does it mean? He has no idea.
It's like someone watching TV 24/7.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's really amazing. So, you know, our sages say you're supposed to be connected on high. And the first step to be connected on high is to be connected to what's going on inside yourself. If a person not connected inside himself, he can't really be connected properly on high. It's very, very difficult. And we're trying, you know. There's nothing to say. You keep trying, you're trying. Keep working at it. Keep striving. Great. Our sages say that a person who doesn't remember his dreams within 7 days, if this person remembers his dreams, he's not really connected the right way, put it like that. Not connected all the way. He should remember something about what's going over him, what goes over his soul, whether it's true or not true, nonsense, not nonsense. So we know dreams is also a way for us to get to know ourselves. It's a way to get to know what's in my mind, what am I thinking, do I'm missing this, do I'm missing that. That's part of what dreams are. And the more clarified our imagination is, the more we realize, the more I realize what's really going on, what's really going on inside of myself. So, dinyan is the key to happiness and joy. The key to happiness and joy is what my imagination is. Because what I think is going to determine, of course, my mood. If I'm thinking elated with happy thoughts, so we're probably going to be happy. It's contagious. Happiness is contagious. So if I'm thinking depressing thoughts, I'm probably not going to do so good for my mental situation, my mental state. You know, it's even called a mental state. It depends on what you think. So that all has to do with imagination, 100%. How we interact with people and how we interact with Hashem. Where is my imagination? If my imagination is in a good place, in a proper place, where it's supposed to be, so I'm going to be very, very happy. If my imagination is not, so I'm not going to be. And sometimes there's a middle ground. A person tries to figure out, what? Where am I? What's going on? It's called the thought of this. And also, whatever we're going through, we're walking down the street, wherever you're going through, you should be able to figure out where is it coming from, how can I fix this, is this not fixable? How can I make things better? How can I try to figure out what can I do that will improve my situation? It's very, very easy to lose touch. And on every level, we can always lose touch. We can be in these crazy delusions of grandeur. We can be in a place where Rav Avraham Nachman said about two very great people. So their hesperidus is not the way it ought to be. So they don't have hesperidus according to their level. Because each one, they were in a bit of a dispute. And each one's hesperidus consisted very much of, I'm right. Show him that he's wrong. And that's not hesperidus. Hesperidus is to be maybe. It's maybe. Show me the truth. Maybe. Where am I? Show me where I really am. Show me how to be connected to you. How to be happy. How to be who I'm supposed to be. So
that's what Hesperus is?
That's what Hesperus is. Yes, it means being one with Hashem, alone with Hashem. That's what Hesperus is. You're alone. God. You're alone. It's so only in Hashem.
How is that different from Chabad?
Chabad is contemplation. Hesperus, we're very into, first of all, you have to know your place. In other words, sometimes if you don't speak, this is where Rousseau Salanta pointed out. So if you don't speak out what you're trying to change, what you're looking for, what you're yearning for, so you're thinking except when you're dreaming, except when you speak, you did something, you made an effect in the world. I said a bracha, however it was a bracha. And you could always change the fix the inside afterwards. Say, well, now I'm yearning, is that maybe bracha right? You can do that with some sort of later. You can always do something. But when you don't speak, when you're only thinking, you risk not really thinking. And you risk also getting confused. Like his bonus, for sure on a certain level, his bonus in Yehudim is higher than his bonus. That Tari says explicitly. On a certain level, there is no doubt that his bonus, that Ichudim, what Tari calls Ichudim, is higher than his bonus. His bonus is speech, and deep contemplation of Hashem is higher. But the way to get there is certainly his bonus. And also, who really has Yichudim the way they're supposed to have?
Right.
Tari says it though. Tari says the Yechida, you can access the Yechida by deep contemplation to Hashem. So that's how you do it.
What does it mean?
That means the highest level of soul you get through deep contemplation of Hashem. Yichudim. That means you're thinking, you see things differently than everyone else sees. Right? We see Mayim, right? We see Mayim, we see water. Mm-hmm. So we were learning Mayim is 90. You have Mem and Mem is 40 and 40 plus Yud plus 10. And when they're 90, that's 10, that's a 9 different Yuds of the 4 major Shema Vayas, right? So like, if you see this, if you just see a light, if you just see the illumination of Shemas, so you're doing great, and that's what you're supposed to see when you look at the world. But that's not because you're speaking right now. Sometimes I'm saying, God, please help me see whatever I'm supposed to see, please. No, it's because you see that you're there. Now it could be his bonus, we'll get you there. That's what the Rebbe said, you haven't got a real chance to really get there. That's all true. But the bottom line is that seeing it is not so easy. Now, Chabad are trying to get to a place to say his bonus is higher than speaking. The Baal HaTanya says, because there's a stira. On the one hand, it says you need to speak words of Torah in order to be discharged of mitzvah. You have a mitzvah to learn Torah. Speaking does it, or hearing speech. But just reading doesn't really do it. Thinking doesn't really do it. On the other hand, it says in the verse explicitly, you shall contemplate them day and night. It sounds like contemplation is pretty good, right? That's okay, right? If it's not good enough, it shouldn't speak. So you're talking about speech. So it seems very strange thing, but that's not really the real mitzvah of Torah is speaking. So Baal HaTanya reconciles this apparent contradiction. He says, if you think deeply, then that's called like speech. But if you just think without really penetrating, that's called, that's where it's not. The gisa, contemplation means deep.
There was that time in Sheva Pachot when the Chabad gave a speech, but maybe I understand wrong. He said, you cannot change, let's say, the person is angry, he cannot change himself. He cannot change this. Hashem gave him. It's true. Maybe I understand it wrong.
Yes, no, Hashem gave it to him so he could change it. So he's right, but he's wrong.
I don't know if this philosophy.
No, it's
maybe I was wrong. Maybe
the Medrash Shmuel says sometimes something can happen. You know, if someone, except for a very rare soul, if somebody spits on his friend, it's most likely that the guy getting the spits may get angry. Like, it's not likely that he's not going to get angry. Someone cuts you off and causes an accident. If you don't get angry, I mean, you're a very unusual person. Like most people, they're going to get very angry. You get furiously angry. So you see that, like, anger, what you do with the anger is your choice. So sometimes there is an aspect where it's very, very hard to overcome that first, that initial, like, you know, that can be very difficult to make sure it never, ever happens. It's not usual. Mm-hmm. You know, Rambam says, what do you do? Don't speak or speak very low. There are different ways of dealing with it. But you don't have to go after it. Rambam says, you have an opportunity now to lose a big shefa. Try not to get angry. You don't lose it. Try to be connected to Hashem, and there are levels and levels. A person can be dissatisfied, he can be upset, he doesn't have to be on fire upset. And upset, like, say, well, you're going to try to figure out, well, what is it really? What's the problem? Is there a solution? Is there a solution? What do I do about this? What's really causing this? Try to figure it out. That's a big part of his bonus.
When I came to Israel, first year, it wasn't in Shuk, I had my back, after me, it was an older man, maybe 16.
I'll tell you the message. It's no
bad for weeks.
Yeah. I'm very, very sorry for you. And you probably figure out the message yourself too, which is that this person has very imperfect egos and he doesn't have real control of his temper. That's the message. Don't be like him. That's the message. There's no other message. There's no good message. It's just a bad message. It's a negative message. Don't take this. Don't be this way.
I sent the message because I was very proud when I came to Israel. So Hashem showed me a different situation here. Help me.
It's possible. Well, maybe. I don't know. But I'm just saying, in his perspective, you can't go spitting at people saying, I helped him too, and I helped him too. It doesn't work that way. That doesn't work. I'm breaking your pride. Don't break anybody's pride. Break your own pride. That's, you're not supposed to, like, that's not, it's true. It's good of you to figure it out that way. Maybe the deeper spiritual, what really happened.
I mean, they say it was a confirmation.
So yes. Hashem's. That's right. That's very true. That's very beautiful. But he's still responsible for spitting at
you. I know. Let's see. He was it. It's because it was my complaint that he put the question. I was walking the street and a taxi driver came, opened the window and said, "You idiot! Idiot!" Because I was complaining.
Ashrechel, you see it that way. It's very big of you. But sometimes personally, it just hurts him. It hurts. So what I do, like, what, how I do it. So basically, what we imagine is going to determine our mood. What I imagine and what I see determines our mood. That's 100% how things are. If I see the world in a negative, bad way, so it's going to determine my mood. If I see the world in a good way, it's going to be totally different. It doesn't have to do with my circumstances or my situation. I just have to see the world from the right angle. There's a famous story with Rishon Avonim Peshitcha. This guy, he fell off the ship, and he was starting to drown. Because he was so panicked, just the panic in his face, he was afraid of drowning. He couldn't even try to swim. So the Sikh Buddha, he said, "Please send my finest you guys to the Leviathan, you know, to the deep, it's a big fish, like you're going to the next world. Send my regards." He made a little joke, flipping joke. And the guy started laughing, and suddenly he started to swim. He was fine. Like, he said, "You saved my life." Sometimes that's the same thing with all of us. We're in the same boat. We're like in this. We're so locked. Why am I locked? Just okay, relax, take it easy, get a little laugh, and start to swim. It's okay. You don't have to be locked in. We don't have to be locked into old pattern. We don't have to stay in the same place.
But this thing where you stay in the because it's the same thing. You have to do it.
Yep, you figure it out. That's
but it's hard. Because when you have money, it's easy. And they take you all the money, then to trust in Hashem and say, okay, I don't know Hashem, now
it's harder.
So it's much harder. It's like so. It's easy.
True. To just trust in Hashem, so true. But everything depends totally on our circumstances. If you see yourself as drowning, you have to be the guy who's going to laugh and swim. Not the guy who's locked up and is sinking. That's not me. That's a very important element in terms of how to be happy. I have to really work very, very hard and not being so heavy that I sink like a stone just because I'm so locked in and so panicked and I don't know what. Well, to be happy, to be thankful, say thank you Hashem for all the good, there's so much good, for every breath, thank you. Try to figure out how to change things in a good way. Positive, in a good and positive way. See, I have to figure out how to change things. Things are making me upset, things are making me miserable. They're doing that for a reason. I want to change that. I want them to change. I want it to change. How can I change it? That's the question. How do I change that?
But the most story is in your mind.
But sometimes we're making some obvious mistakes. Sometimes we make some obvious mistakes. I was speaking with someone today, the poor guy, he's so upset, his wife doesn't do this, his wife doesn't do that. I didn't want to tell him, but like, you know, you have to, you do it. I asked him, is there anything she positive she does? I think the answer would be no. Like, not really, not much. Like, he just didn't see that. He's not focused on the public. He's focused on other things. So he focused on other things. It's very, very hard to have a proper... I'm sure he's completely unaware. Why are you complaining? Why, it's not going to help you. It's not going to do anything for you. And that's in general also. The person who complains, we don't feel, oh, you're complaining. Other women, I can't help you. You might feel like a poor guy, and that's it. When you have a lot of, you know, you have a little... Take it, you know, with stride, chin up, whatever it is, okay, it's hard, it's easy, you take it with luck, it's much more likely that things will work out for you. That's what Hashem made the world, that's what Hashem made every person. That's how you look at people when a person's complaining. You say, oh, okay, whatever, I feel bad for you. You don't feel anything from it. Nothing positive comes out of that. So we have to try to figure out, so where am I, and what I don't like, where is my place? Where am I here? How do I change this? How do I make things better? And try to do it. How to make things better? How to make things better? That's really what it comes down to. Like, the first thing is just being open and saying, you know, what I imagine, where I'm, how I frame things, that's how things are going to work out. If I frame things in a positive way, everything will be fine. If not, it can get caught, it can get messed up. So why shouldn't I frame them in a positive, good way? Why not? There's nothing to lose. A person only try. And to realize that the mind, like the Rebbe says, the mind has tremendous power. So when we're complaining, we're in a negative state. That's where we sit. It must have breaks from ego. This is if you are, he says, I was afraid it would come upon me and it came upon me. Here's the verse. And the Ramban says the same thing. And this is, it causes a person like so panicked about something getting mixed up. That can cause it to happen. So why would you, like, don't build on the positive. See the positive and build on the positive. So okay, I'm going to build on the positive.
Oh, exactly. This is like person. He's drowning in water, he cannot swim. And the state can't go and help him, and he's in danger. Of course, the person in panic, they try to catch the person who will help him and put him down. Of course, he
wouldn't. Oh, yep. You kill yourself. Just relax.
That's for sure.
Because I have to kill him with a kick.
Yep, you're so afraid, you can get in big trouble. Efata?
See?
So, okay, Efata is a kakatizer, so? Man, I say, Efata, Mami, Bechai, Lo, Anali. Ah, Lo, Lai, Lo. Lo, Idea, Bechai, I speak it, it's a kakatizer. Say, Lo, Ote, Lechila, it's a skirot, a kakatizer, it's Mishi, Kakato. Say, Lo? Hello. Fine. So that's the sort of enemy. That's the basic. So when we're afraid of something, we can bring it on ourselves. So that's a bad idea. To be afraid of something, it's my choice. So the Rebbe said the main thing is not to be afraid, but do your best. Everyone has a different beer, we have different clarifications to do, and we're doing our best. What Hashem wants is what's going to happen. But sometimes we can just sabotage ourselves without even meaning to by having a bad attitude. Why would one do that? Why do I feel like yield, whatever? Because why are you putting yourself in such a place? Try to be positive, try to be happy. So it's not all about be happy. The Russell told one of his students, if you dance every day, you won't see Gehenna. Just be happy, just fill with happy joy, work on it, work on. Realize again, it's totally our choice. 100% my choice. Let's stay established to work. Thank you, Mr. Meyer.